Wait, Jimmy knows all about it because he lives it. And Jimmy knows what you're going through because he goes through it too. He's here to talk about it. It's seed and feed, chemicals and compost, vaccinations and irrigation. It's time for Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Hey, good day to all you great stewards of the land. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark. I'm running around here like a chicken with his head cut off today, I'll be honest with you. All right, I'm live on Facebook now. You should be able to see me, I'm pretty sure. All right, anyway, that was the only thing I was lacking to do before the show started. It's just a wonderful Friday. Let's get to some weather here real quick. And it looks like Hollis, you're the winner today. 80 degrees, capital of Harmon County, 79 at Mangum, 70, go away. I got things popping up on, I hate these pop-ups. And then you just came in second place because Woodward just switched to 81 degrees, 75 at Slap Out, 75 at Buffalo, 79 at Eric, Oklahoma, 79 at Shamrock, Texas, and 76 degrees at Perryton, Texas. Well, welcome to Friday's Today in Ag show. Man, it's been exciting. Things going on around here this morning. First off, Master Sergeant Earl Plumley was in the studio. He stopped by, and you talk about a convoy. He is being escorted around by three bad-to-the-bone highway patrolmen. They stopped in here, and Earl come in and did an interview with Jared Athan. They'll be on later on today and probably Monday. And we got to talk with him. Sean, he showed him how he didn't do very good in the explosive part of the life in the fireworks. But him and Sean got, he talked about everybody in here. Blake was here, and there was probably, I don't know, 14, 16 military personnel with him, escorting him around. He's out at Simon's Catch right now for a private luncheon out there. He is going to be, I think he has to go to Merit School for a little bit, and then he's coming here to Elk City to the new Arrowhead Center at 2 o'clock or 2:30, somewhere in that time frame. Then he's going to go to a rally, I guess, for Merit's football game tonight or this afternoon. And then he'll be at the Merit High School football game tonight. And actually, I think he's going to go up in the booth with Blake and call some of the football game. And then tomorrow he's got a full schedule at Stillwater, and he will be honored at halftime, be in the Medal of Honor. He's just a good old boy from Merit, Oklahoma, is the bottom line. He's special. He's first Medal of Honor recipient for this part of the state, and it's just an honor to be around him. So welcome back to Oklahoma, Master Sergeant Earl Plumley. Appreciate you coming in the studio this morning. It was great to meet you. I knew his brother Eric, and met him before. I had never met Earl. I knew Earl's dad, who was, I think he retired a colonel in the military. So anyway, it's a small world out here. So, and then what else we got going on? Elk City Livestock Auction is going on right now as we speak. They're probably still selling some cows, I think, by his guessing, and getting ready to get to the feeders and the feeder calves. And we got, speaking of feeder calves, let's check this out. Yesterday at Woodward, they had 3,254 head sold yesterday, compared to 3,900 last week and 3,700 a year ago. Looks like they're on track. Compared to last week, feeder steers and heifers were mostly steady. Steer calves were $8 to $12 higher yesterday. Heifer calves $4 to $8 higher, which is good news. Demand was moderate. Quality was average. Supply included 100% feeder cattle, 47% steers, 46% heifers, and 7% bulls. Feeder cattle supply over 600 pounds was about half of that, 52 to be exact. So it's good news. We got some rain, you know, and the wheat's growing, the rye's growing. Everything's looking up a little bit. So we'll see what happens here, what's going on. They're just a short supply of cattle, know that. So hopefully these prices rebound strongly to what they was about a month to 6 weeks ago. Check out some prices here real quick. Look like the 369 pound steers weaned was bringing anywhere from 201 to 218 per hundredweight. Some 379 pound unwings were bringing $1.78 to 185. So it's just showing the trend. About a month ago it didn't matter. Now it does, because we're getting into cooler fall weather. Winter's coming on, and guys don't want to have a bunch of sick cattle around. Let's check out some 533 pounders up to $1.91.50. Then we're winged, unwinged, 523 pounders, 182. Down here in the 700 pound range, we got some 726 pound wing, 177.50 was top end. Some 721 pound unwing, 162 was the high end on that. Get on down here to the 900 pounders. Looked like 957s were bringing $1.70.50. That's pretty good. Do the math on that. They did good. Even some one that was weighing 1,100 pounds brought $1.40. Get down some heifers. Heifers, basically, same thing going on there. They look like there's a little bit higher. Some 446 pounders, $1.85. Some 418 unwings, $1.64. Get down here to some 500 pounders, 580s, 173.50. 569 unwing, 158. So if you're planning on taking some calves to the market and they're unwing, you're going to take about a 12 to 18 cent hit on them. But if you can do the math, working and weaning them, feeding them for 60 to 90 days, might just be, it might work out either way. Who knows? You got to do that math and do it yourself. That was what was happening. That's what happened at Woodward yesterday. Let's check out some grain real quick before we go to break. Whoops, I went the wrong way, didn't I? All right, hang with me here. I done messed this computer up, and I'm really good at doing that. All right, corn futures, December, 686. Everything's in the green today as far as grains are concerned. May or March is 692. May is 692 also. July is 686. Soybeans, November, 1395, January, 1404, and March was 1412. Soybean meal, December, $417.30 a short ton, January, $409.20, March, $400.20. Soybean oil, December, $71.55, January, $69.10, March, $66.71. Hard red winter wheat, $9.52 for December. March is $9.50, and ease on down here into the cotton. It's still going backwards. December, 77 cents a pound. March is 77 cents a pound. Cash prices at the elevators. If I can get back to it. There we go. I'm getting better at this. It only took me a year and a half to figure all this out, and I don't even have it figured out yet. Hard red winter wheat cash price, $9.04 at the elevator, $7.87 for corn, $7.22 for milo, and soybeans are $13.73. Well, don't go nowhere for sure. When I get back, we'll talk a little bit about some cattle, and we'll talk about, I found a really good article to talk to you about today about fertilizer and what to look like. What's it going to look like for 2023? Don't want to miss that conversation. We'll be right back after this.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Red Angus is probably most commonly known for the maternal breed. More maternal type cows. A heifer lays down, has a calf. She goes over and gets the calf up instantly, and the calf goes to nursing, and they're very protective of their calves too. Benji White, B&L Red Angus. BLRedAngus.com on Facebook. Follow us at B&L Red Angus.
Lori White, B&L Red Angus. blredangus.com. You can find us on Facebook by searching B&L Red Angus.
When you're dealing with cattle, you want the cream of the crop. Black Hereford Ranch invites you all to their Fall Cream of the Crop Bull and Female Sale. It's Saturday, October 22nd at 1 p.m. near Crawford, Oklahoma, and online at cci.live.
Selling 80 18 to 24 month old herd bulls, the good beefy kind, deep wide body, easy keepers, and selling their top 90 spring bred heifers, Hereford, Sim Angus, Charolais, and Composites. For sale information, videos, online catalog, and requests, visit blackherfordranch.com or call 580-309-0711.
The Black Hereford Ranch Fall Cream of the Crop Bull and Female Sale, Saturday, October 22nd at 1 p.m. The ranch is near Crawford, Oklahoma. Bid online at cci.live. Because when you're dealing with cattle, you want the cream of the crop.
Mosey on down to Hobart Stockyards Weekly Cattle Sale. It's located on Highway 183 North in Hobart, Oklahoma. The sale is every Wednesday at 9:30. If you need to consign, call Rex Fleming at 580-331-8547. They receive cattle all day Mondays and Tuesdays. Buyers can bid in person or online. Hobart Stockyards, where we want your business and do appreciate it.
We've been part of Western Oklahoma's ag industry since statehood. I'm Marty Maddox from Great Plains Bank in Elk City. We proudly support our local FFA labor auctions and premium sales. Our local lenders have a combined 127 years of banking experience. We handle all ag-related loans, like land purchases, farm operating loans, and stocker lines of credit. And we recently helped over 700 area farmers and ranchers with their PPP loans. Great Plains Bank in Elk City is here to lend agriculture a helping hand. Member FDIC.
When somebody has a claim, all they have to do is call our office. That's it. Tell me what happened, and then after that, we turn it into our claims department. We don't ask you to go out and take photographs of your vehicle. We don't ask you to do anything through an app. We turn that claim in, and our adjusters will contact you, and then we send somebody out to look at the vehicle. No matter where it may be, if you're at work, you know, we coordinate to fit your schedule. If it's something on your home, the adjuster will come out, basically do an assessment of the damage, but it's all in our hands at that point. You know, the customer's not asked to do anything. We're not going to ask you to go get any estimates or download any app, take pictures, upload all that. That's our job. We take care of every bit of that.
Hi, I'm Mickey Lively. I'm an insurance agent with Oklahoma Farm Bureau. My office is located in Greer County. Call me anytime at 580-782-3827.
Life insurance and annuity products offered through Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Property and casualty products are offered through Oklahoma Farm Bureau Mutual Insurance and affiliated companies.
He loves to talk about farming and ranching. Here's more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
All right, welcome back. According to the Gabe Gadzit Mesenick Center here in the studio, 73.9 degrees, 32% humidity. The winds are out of the, looks like, I don't know, I can't tell. Let me check it out. I'm going to guess they're out of the south. Yes, out of the south, southwest, 13 miles an hour, with wind gust up to 18. Overnight, soybean and grain futures dropped in overnight trading on concerns about exports from the United States. Water levels along some parts of the Mississippi fell to record lows earlier this week and are expected to remain low for several days, making grain transport down the waterway pretty difficult. Extremely dry weather in the area. Oh, what's going on with my mic here? Hang on. There we go. Extremely dry weather in the area isn't helping the situation. The river near New Madrid, Missouri, I've been there before, fell earlier this week to record lows and likely will remain near those levels through at least October 25th, according to the data from the National Weather Service. While red flag warnings haven't yet been issued in the area, parts of Illinois will be extremely dry today and tomorrow, worsening the already low water levels. The dry weather and low water levels make it difficult for ships hauling grain, fertilizer, and other agricultural products to the export terminals along the Gulf of Mexico. About 60% of grain exports leave the U.S. via terminals along the Gulf Coast. Rainfall in the next 2 weeks likely won't be enough to improve flows along Mississippi River, according to the Commodity Weather Group, who said that in a report yesterday. Soybean futures for November delivery dropped 10 cents to $13.90 a bushel. Soy meal fell $2.40 to $14.90 a short ton, while soybean oil lost 35 pennies to $70.07 a pound. How about that, Bridget Stout? Can you figure that up in math? She sent me a message. She wasn't very good at doing math. Corn for December delivery was down 3.5 pennies to $6.80.5 a bushel. Wheat futures for December delivery lost 9.5 cents to $8.39.75 a bushel overnight on the Chicago Board of Trade, while Kansas City futures dropped 9.25 cents to $9.40.25 a bushel. Sales of corn and beans to overseas buyers jumped week to week, while wheat sales declined, according to the data from the United States Department of Agriculture. Corn sales in the 7 days that ended on the 13th of October was reported at 408,300. That's 408,300 metric tons. That's up from 200,000 a week before. Mexico was the biggest buyer. They bought 183,700 metric tons. Japan bought 77,000 tons. Honduras purchased 47,000. And Panama took 22,000 from the United States supply. Soybean sales surged to 2.34 million metric tons last week. That's up from 724,400 tons a week earlier. China was in for almost all that, 1.98 million metric tons. Wheat sales, meanwhile, dropped to 163,100 metric tons from 211,800 the week earlier than that. Mexico bought 93,000. Nigeria was in there for 36,000. Algeria purchased 31,000. Japan took 27,000. Colombia got 18,000. Italy canceled sales of 60,000 tons, USDA said in its report. Weather going on over our great nation here. Dry weather has moved into much of Illinois and parts of Indiana, elevating the danger of wildfires. The National Weather Service said that a report earlier this morning, the humidity will drop as low as 25% and winds will be sustained from 15 to 25 miles an hour this afternoon. Wind speeds will increase tomorrow with gusts up to 40 miles an hour. While red flag conditions are not anticipated, outdoor burning is not recommended. Almost the entire state of Oklahoma is under red flag warnings, as winds will gust up to 35 today. Relative humidity could be as low as 10%. Temperatures will range from about 85 degrees to 90. Elevated and significant fire danger will be possible by midday and continuing into the early hours. And we are under fire weather warning till 8 o'clock tonight, and I bet we'll be there again tomorrow, and I bet we'll definitely be there Sunday. With seen some of the weather predictions out already of 50 mile an hour gust Sunday, so it's not, that's not cool. How about that? All right, let's check out what was happening with the live cattle and feeder cattle on the stock exchange. Live cattle for October 150.10, December 151.92, February 154.92. Live cattle, April 157.85. Everything's in the green there. October cattle's in the red just a little bit. 175.35. Feeder cattle for November, 178.27. Lean hogs, December 89.30. February 90.42. Lean hogs for April, $93.85. Well, today, you know what today is? Today is the Wheeler General Store Happy Cap Hour. The Wheeler General Store is the go-to store in Wheeler County, from animal feed and farm and ranch supplies to paint and barbecue supplies. They are a one-stop shop. The Wheeler General Store has been in serving the Texas Panhandle for over 30 years. The owners, Nathan and Charity Heffley, take pride in knowing when you walk into their store, their team will be there ready to help you with all your product needs. Being a do-it-best store in a small town makes it easy and affordable to get products that are hard to find in a timely manner. Keep your farm and ranch running properly with all the items that they offer. Delivering feed is their specialty. They have been a Hi-Pro dealer for over 10 years. They deliver feed to ranches and stores all over the Texas Panhandle, Kansas, Oklahoma, and New Mexico. Located at 15868 Highway 152, just outside Wheeler, Texas. They look forward to serving you. Really easy to find there on the east side of Wheeler as you come into town or going out of town. Either way, easy to find there on the south side of 152. Really good to go. Also, tomorrow, where'd my paper go? I just ain't got it. Not tomorrow. Anyway, I know what's going on. I don't even have to read it. Sunday morning, 8 a.m. on OETA, which is Channel 13 on most people's TVs. My partner in crime, Miss Jancy Ripito, senior out here at Merritt High School, they did a one-hour special on her on Outdoor Oklahoma, doing hunting whitetail deer. And she shot a pretty good one, too, by the way, on that show. And watching her take care of her hog farm, her operations, and helping her dad on the cattle and the farming part of the deal. Going to be a really, really good show. And it should be out on YouTube Sunday afternoon or Monday, but no matter. Record it if you can't watch it. But 8 o'clock, 8 a.m. Sunday morning, my partner in crime, Miss Jancy Ripito, is going to be famous. They said it's a really good show, and I can't wait to see it myself. But when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about fertilizer. I got a report from them and some other stuff going on. So it's a great Friday. So I'll be right back after this. And meanwhile, I got Jerry Nine on the line with me finally, and he'll tell you about what's happening up there at the Woodward Livestock Auction.
This is Jerry Nine, owner of the Woodward Livestock Auction. First sale last Tuesday, October 18th, we sold 1,288 cows, bulls, and calves. Thursday, October the 20th, we sold 3,254 calves of feeders for a total of 4,542 cattle for the week. Tuesday, better killing cows, 68.5 to 81. Thin cows bring 46 to 62. Bulls run 85 to 105. 3 to 5 year old open cows to breed, 75 to 94. With our 2 to 5 year old bred cows, 1,000 up to 1,500. With a 5 year old bred cow, 1325, 9 and older bred cows, about 1125. 2 to 8 year old pairs, 1385 to 1625. Very good demand for these younger bred cows and pairs. Hunter steer cattle, 350 to 4H steer, 201 to 218. 4 to 450, 175 to 199. 5 to 550 steers, 162 to 19150. 6 to 650 off the cow, 150-50 to 179. With the yearlings, 172 to 188. 7 to 750 steers, 162 to 177.5, 8 to 850, 161 to 177.50, and our 9 to 950, 160.5 to 168, 58 steers weigh 955, bring 170.50. On our heifers, 350 to 4-weight heifers, 174 to 177, 4 to 450, 155 to 185.50, 5 to 550, 140 to 176, 6 to 650, 145.5 to 177, 7 to 750, 150 to 166.5, 9 to 950, 121 to 135. Very good feeder market, and calves, steer calves, 8 to 12 higher, heifers, 4 to 8 higher. For this Tuesday, October 25th, we got 30 black bred cows and pairs, 3 to 8 years old. We got 50 other bred cows, 3 to 7 years old. More by sell time. We'll see you this Tuesday, 8 a.m. sharp. Thanksgiving, Jerry Nine, and the Woodward Livestock Auction.
Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
They're built better, they're tough. It's heavier steel, rubber flooring, they're framed in differently. Their tires come 18 ply. You could drive through a mesquite patch. These things are just built to use out in the thick of things. If you're going to catch a cow out in the middle of a section, you're going to drag a Hughes trailer out there to her. Farmers and ranchers love Hughes trailers, and we've got them. Cattle King Manufacturing. We're 2 miles south of the golf course here at Elk City on Highway 6. On Facebook, just search Cattle King Manufacturing. 303-4246.
This hour's weather brought to you by Hobart Farm and Garden.
Every farmer and rancher knows nutrition is key when it comes to getting the best out of every animal.
That's why you need feed that's built their reputation on providing the best nutrition possible. iPro Feed's commitment to nutrition is unwavering. Buy the best and get the results you deserve. Hobart Farm and Garden is your local iPro Feeds dealer providing quality feeds in bulk, bags, or sacks. Visit them online at HobartFarmandGarden.com.
For your next special occasion, Simon's Catch offers the romance and beauty of the country with the most delectable food of Elk City's finest restaurant. Enjoy the radiant colors of an Oklahoma sunset, the peaceful beauty of a walk through the woods, and the enchantment of a delicious meal. Simon's Catch offers a superb menu, including excellent farm fresh catfish, USDA choice steaks, and more. Simon's Catch Restaurant, the perfect catch for special occasions or no occasion at all. From I-40, exit 34, go 1.5 miles south and 1.5 miles west.
Good afternoon to all the great stewards of the land. Drew Cobb here with your Elk City Livestock Auction Market Report for Friday, October 14th. 1,944 head were sold. 5 head of steers at 442 brought 181. 9 at 502 brought 176. 6 at 554 brought 151. 7 at 599 brought 158. 6 at 653 brought 143. 17 at 696 brought 162. 5 at 792 brought 146. 3 head of heifers at 357 brought 160. 11 at 420 brought 161. 7 at 485 brought 152. 6 at 571 brought 142, 11 at 636 brought 148, 8 at 663 brought 136, 7 at 703 brought 138, butcher cows were 31 to 78.50, butcher bulls brought 74.50 to 95, bred cows were 700 to 1360, pairs brought 925 to 1485. Elk City Livestock Auction, 3202 South Highway 6, Elk City, Oklahoma, sale every Friday at 9 a.m. You can sign, call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
If you're a farmer or rancher, you rely on a business that can help you get the things you need fast so you can get back to work. Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma is that business. They carry farm equipment, oil-filled cattle guards, and fencing supplies. How about a cattle chute or hay trailer? They've got them. You need welding supplies? They've got that too. Learn more at Everett'sWelding.com or see their ad inside the Penny News. That's Everett's Welding and Repair in Bisai, Oklahoma.
It's important to keep your irrigation machines up and running during the growing season because when your crops need water, they can't wait. And when you need parts, there's no substitute for the best. Valley Genuine Parts. From gaskets and gearboxes to booster pumps and boom bats, Valley Genuine Parts make all the difference to your operation. Contact your local Valley dealer, Knutson Irrigation, 1-800-373-9325 for all your irrigation parts, technology, and service needs. Or online at KnutsonIrrigation.com.
Now, back to more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
I forgot to tell you guys something earlier in the show when I was talking about Master Sergeant Earl Plumley. He came in the studio and he was telling me that he was being escorted by the highway patrolmen down 152 coming from Fort Sill, I believe is where they was coming from. He said, funny thing is, they used to chase me down that highway, but now they're escorting me. So anyway, that was pretty funny. Anyway, so he was a renegade, but look at him now, man. He's a American hero. The Northwestern Oklahoma Long Ranger forecast. Red flag warning this afternoon for the whole state of Oklahoma and probably the whole panhandle of Texas. 88 degrees, high winds. It looks like it'll be 11 to 17 miles an hour. High is 26 mile an hour gust. Tomorrow, Saturday, high 90. Sunday, 86. Mostly sunny, then patchy blowing dust and windy. That don't sound too good. Sunday night, your chances of rain have gone up. Oh, it's changed way from yesterday. Sunday night, 40% chance of storms, 53 for a low, 68 for a high. Monday, 50% chance of storms. Monday night, 40% chance of showers, 41 for a low. Tuesday, 58 degrees with a 20% chance of rain. How about that? That looks good. When they put rain in the forecast, everybody gets happy. How's that? All right, let's check it out. Okay, I want to talk to you a little bit about fertilizer. The fertilizer frenzy. War, politics, and inflation are jacking up the price for this key input. Fertilizer is always a big line item for your production costs. Man, do we not know that. for 2023, plan on it being even a bigger chunk. This is not sounding too good. Why are prices so high? In the last 24 months, we have seen a stupid number of black swans. Even though the U.S. produces a large amount of nitrogen and phosphate fertilizer, we still import nearly 20% of our fertilizer needs, and the global market is shaky to say the least. To understand how fertilizer prices could shift in the coming months, Linville and Jason Treglow, economists for the Fertilizer Institute, suggest watching these factors. Number one, due to the record high natural gas production, 50 to 70% of the ammonia production in the European Union ceased this summer. Natural gas accounts for 70 to 90% of the ammonia production cost, and the EU produces around 9% of the global nitrogen. Number two, China export bans. In July, China extended its ban on fertilizer exports, both phosphate and nitrogen products. Historically, the country has accounted for at least 25% of the global traded phosphates. Number three, same old song and dance, the Russian-Ukraine conflict. Even though Russia imposed restrictions of fertilizer exports due to the conflict, the product is still being shipped to the global market. However, prices will stay elevated until the war ends, because ramping up fertilizer production can take 3 to 5 years. So get your pencil out and make a plan for 2023. As you pencil out your plan for the next season, he says take the first steps in to do the soil test to understand your nutrient needs. Then you can determine how and where to use the high cost input in the most efficient ways. Also, he said, be in a constant communication with your retailers and suppliers. Share your goals and your needs. They'll understand the local market and the logistic issues facing your area. And together, you can make the best decision. Well, a couple things. Number one, this Mississippi River deal is not helping at all. And that's not going to help. Even when the water level gets back up, they're going to be so far behind on deliveries and blah, blah, blah. It's just not looking good. But here's an example. And this is on corn. With urea prices at $700 per ton and December 2023 corn prices at $6.15 a bushel, 104 bushels of corn are needed to cover just the urea costs, says Josh Linville with Stone X. Normally, the ratio is closer to 65 bushels of corn. His advice: with higher prices, if you're buying fertilizer, sell some 2023 grain against it. That's your best hedge as a farmer. Right here is talking about some of the corn crop ratio in 2020. The bushel of corn per ton of urea was anywhere from, looks like, 60 to 75 bushels. In 2021, it started out in the first part of the year around 80 bushels for per ton of urea to get it. By August of 2021, it was up to 130 bushels of corn just to cover your fertilizer. And 2022 has not been pretty at all. Looks like January through into April, it was crazy. It took 140 bushels of, on average, 140 bushels of corn to cover your urea cost. But between May and the last part of July, it only took around, where is that chart at? 65 to 70 bushels of corn. But right now, as of August, if you had to buy urea to take care of your corn, it's around 110 bushels per acre that you have to make just to cover urea cost. And I don't know about you guys, but that's a lot of corn, because you got a lot more expenses too. I mean, your seed is $225, $200 to $300 a bag per acre. And then you got your fuel costs, you got your plant costs, you got your combine, your trucking. And I've already heard through the grapevine, there's some farmers next year might be doing what one of my sponsors on this show said about 3 or 4 months ago, might be a good summer to set on the sideline and see what happens, because that's just corn. Just think what it takes on Milo and wheat and the whole nine yards, and we'll see how that goes. All right. Feed concerns. New crop corn futures have steadily increased over the past 2 months, though there is not any relief in sight for higher feed costs. With higher interest rates, the cost of storage becomes a larger concern. There is currently very little carry in the corn futures prices, suggesting that going hand to mouth for feed needs could be considered if the feeder can ensure that they can secure supplies later. Corn yields in the northern plains are not great this year, but the production levels and old crop stocks levels suggest that securing feed will later in the marketing year would not be an issue, but the price may not be attractive. For those looking for price protection, the implied volatility in the corn market remains in normal ranges despite the higher price levels. Thus, end users may consider buying a call option to protect them from future price increase. And the only reason I'm talking about this, we got people in our listening area all the way from southern Kansas into down south the Altas that have feedlots and they buy a lot of corn. And this is why I'm going to talk about this, because it does affect us around here majorly. Continued high corn prices would be expected to impact livestock feed use. Now we're talking about the everyday person here in western Oklahoma and Texas Panhandle. For example, higher prices should result in lower slaughter weights or fewer animals slaughtered at very heavy finished weights. Cost of gain should have downward pressure on returns to feeding at heavier weights. However, the prices have been on the high on the cash side for a long time, so the impact is not being reflected in recently observed weights. The recent price shock has been observed in the feeder cattle futures, which have fallen as corn has increased on the future side. In the recent WASDE, there is very little feed use adjustment, even though the corn price is high. The market continues to act hungry for corn, which also limits the carry in the market. So anyway, bottom line is the cattle markets finished mixed last week because of this. In the cash trade, fed cattle were higher on the live basis and on a dress basis. Feeder cattle prices were mixed as heavier weight cattle traded higher and lighter weight cattle traded lower, mostly higher on limited volume. On the future side, live cattle were higher while feeder cattle were steady. Cash corn was higher while on the future side, new crop prices remained pretty steady. Also, I got a text message in a little bit earlier in the show, and I believe it. Person just texted in that they had to dispose of a rattlesnake. So everybody needs to watch out and pay attention, and it's true fact, especially if you're south of I-40. They're headed to their winter. They're not hibernating. They're just headed to their winter homes. And be on the lookout. And they're probably not in a very good mood right now. And it's going to warm up for the next 2 or 3 days. So they're going to be moving while it's warm. Go back to their winter holes, caves, wherever they go. So anyway, everybody, especially south of I-40, be on the lookout for those diamondbacks north of I-40. I see Tracy Brown every now and then smashing the prairie rattler at her driveway. So anyway, just be on the lookout for the rattlesnakes. You don't have to destroy those other snakes. They're men's best friend when it comes to rats and all that other stuff, even though they do eat quail eggs, and I don't like them for that. And turkey eggs, too. They're big enough snake. Anyway, we'll be right back. I'll have your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for you.
The Day in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Good
Good afternoon, all you great stewards of the land. This is your Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction Market Report for Monday, October 17th. I'm Drew Cobb. 1,776 head were sold. 4 head of steers at 244 brought 205. 11 at 506 brought 152.50. 8 at 616 brought 171. 5 at 655 brought 173. 8 at 706 brought 172.50. 15 at 737 brought 169. 17 at 889 brought 167. 11 head of heifers at 379 brought 167. 3 at 507 brought 158. 5 at 558 brought 155.50. 7 at 585 brought 157.50. 40 at 672 brought 153.25. 20 at 765 brought 162, 44 at 777 brought 160. Butcher cows were 10 to 82, butcher bulls brought 53 to 102. Western Oklahoma Livestock Auction exit 71, Clinton, Oklahoma, sale every Monday at 10 a.m. You can sign call Brandon Hickey at 580-497-6095.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
New unbelievable cellular plans. Upgrade to an unlimited plan today and join the Pioneer Cellular family. Only pay for what you need and get more of what you want. Choose your unlimited plan to mix, match, and save based on you and your family. With the new Pioneer Cellular plans and enhanced full T service, you can now use voice and data at the same time. If your service hasn't been updated yet, stop by an office today or call 1-800-641-2732 for more information. Some restrictions apply.
America's beef producers have the best product in the world. From a backyard barbecue to a gourmet dinner at a 4-star restaurant, if American beef is on the menu, you're in for some good eating. Our local beef producers raise a great product. As a financial institution, we're proud to be a part of it. Stop by and see us. Let's talk.
First National Bank and Trust of Elk City and Sayre. Together we grow. Online at fnbec.bank.
Ron Hayes here. Here's what the good folks are saying about SEI Agritech's Livestock Nutrition Center's feed and minerals.
Hi, this is Ty Ford. I'm a local cattle rancher, and I buy my feed with Kent Watkins at SEI Agritech in Elk City. He's a Livestock Nutrition Center authorized distributor, and they have been very helpful in developing a program for feeding out our butcher steers. We use his starter and finisher rations on our steers, and we have had great results and great feedback from our repeat customers.
Located on South Randall, visit SEI Agritech in Elk City.
Jimmy's all wound up and ready to go. Here comes more of Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark.
Yeah, I don't know about that, Jesse. You're going to have to help me out. And I know a lot of people with initials with BM, so help me out with this, sir. Anyway, your Hobart Farm and Garden Long Ranger forecast for southwestern Oklahoma and the eastern Texas Panhandle. 85 degrees today. Fire weather warning till 8 o'clock tonight. I'm sure it's going to be all weekend. Promise you it will be. Tomorrow, 87. Wind southwest, 8 to 17 with a gust up to 25. Sunday, boy oh boy, it's going to get a little crazy. Blowing dust most of the day. 84 degrees, wind south 16 to 25 with wind gust up to 40 to 45, some instance maybe 50 degrees. Anyway, Sunday night, 50% chance of rain. I like this. Monday, 70% chance of rain showers. How about that? Monday night, and 69 for a high Monday, sorry. Monday night, 43 for a low. Chance of rain is 50%. Tuesday is 58. I don't know. Anybody heard, man, My life's hectic this morning. It was totally hectic this morning. Somebody catch Lacey this morning or one of the other weather channels how much rain they are predicting for western Oklahoma. If you did catch that, send me a text, please, 580-225-9697 on the Today in Ag text line. Let's see here. What has he got? Oh, yeah? Yeah, I'm sure the Bobby Martin would like for me to help out with his feed bills, but I hear he's donating hay, by the way, so check it out yourself. Anyway, hey, coming up, speaking of hay, coming up next, yes, Tuesday, October 25th at 6 p.m., it is the Cordell FFA labor auction. Guess what they're going to be doing besides auctioning off some labor? They're going to be auctioning off 50 bales of blue stem hay. So you guys in Ouachita County, you guys need to go to that labor auction at Cordell next Tuesday at 6 o'clock. 50 bales of hay come in pretty handy right now, and it's blue stem. No specifics on the hay. I'm sure it's good hay or they wouldn't be auctioning it off. So anyway, check it out, would you? All right, I got an update on the text line. Lacey said up to 1 inch in far western Oklahoma. And they said that they'd believe it when they seen it. You're exactly right. Weather is a prediction. And then I got another text in at 7 from, I don't know who that is, half inch. We'll take a half inch. Those all add up in a hurry. So anyway, looked like we expected a half inch last weekend. Some places around Hobart got 3 to 5 inches. So we'll take it. Bring it on. I'm going to have my wheat done this weekend. So just bring it on. I'm going to sow in that dust Sunday. Man, that's going to be crazy. So anyway, one of those Dust Bowl days was coming down the pike. All right, I got something for you guys to think about. In 3 weeks from today, November 11th, it's Veterans Day. The fallen day quail season opens. But anyway, back to Friday, Veterans Day. So that week of Veterans Day, I want you guys to send in me some names that would be willing to either come in the studio or come on. I don't care if you're from Slapout, Buffalo, Hollis, either that or do an interview with me on the phone that week. I would like for you guys to send me some numbers or some people that would be interested that is a veteran that's in the agriculture industry, whether they're a farmer, rancher, drive a fertilizer truck. But I would like to interview a agriculture veteran every day that week. I love my veterans. I'm one myself, but no matter what, I love veterans, and I would love to interview one every day. I got one in mind already out west of here in Roger Mills County. I don't know, sometimes he doesn't think straight, but I seen him in a bunker in Iraq that had a bunch of skulls with crossbones in it, and he might sniff too much of it. So I don't know, he's got his days, but I might be able to interview him, and some of you guys know who he is. But anyway, I would love to do that. And if you guys, you can either text it in here, or if you want to, you can text it to my personal phone number. I'll give it to you right now. It's public anyway, 580-821-6646, or you can message me on Facebook, or you can message on our Facebook page, KCO's Facebook. I'll answer those. The text line here, usually after my show's over, Drew gets hundreds of requests for songs, and it gets lost in the mix pretty good. So if you will, my number is 821-6646. And or message me on Facebook or Messenger or the KCO Messenger. Would love to have you guys do that. I'd like to interview a farmer every day, a rancher, or somebody involved in agriculture that's a veteran. And because we all Americans love our veterans. So anyway, all right, let's see what else is going on. Coming out of the cow-calf corner, weather-related sales of livestock tax rules. Over the past several months, this is coming from J.C. Hobbs, who's an associate extension specialist for the Department of Agriculture Economics. Over the past several months, I've received many calls from livestock producers wanting information concerning the application of weather-related sales of livestock rules provided by the IRS. Last week, the IRS released Notice 2022-43, Extension of a Replacement Period for Livestock Sold on Account of Drought. It reports that livestock producers in all 77 counties in Oklahoma qualify for the four-year extended period for replacing breeding, dairy, and draft animals that were sold in excess of normal beginning as of September 1st of last year, 2021, and during this whole year so far. The beginning of the replacement is the first 12-month drought-free period, September 1st to August 31st. Producers electing to replace animals will have until December 31st, 4 years on the fourth year. How's that? More detailed information can be found by using Google, but man, it's hard to do. I guess they, because I got friends still got flip phones. Anyway, more detailed information can be found by using Google and searching for IRS Notice 2022, that's this year, okay, -43. In addition, the Secretary of Agriculture Federal disaster declarations for this year allow livestock producers to postpone reporting the gain from sales of any livestock in excess of the normal for 2022 to be reported on their 2024 income tax return. Dang, glad I'm not an accountant. The following map provides proof of declarations by county from the secretary. More detailed information can be found by using Google and searching for USDA Secretary of Agriculture drought disaster destinations. Basically, except for parts of northern Missouri, a little bit of Iowa, and all of Illinois, or not Illinois, what is that? Oh, that's Michigan. Everything west of there is in the red. So anyway, check it out by using Google. I'm sorry, I got some older friends and they don't know what the heck Google is, but they know what it is. They just can't Google on their flip phones. Anyway, I know at least three of them in Roger Mills County, so that one's out of the question. I hope that helps you guys out, because I know a lot of guys didn't want to sell because they didn't want to pay taxes. Well, this is not true. You're going to have to pay taxes on them, but at least you got 4 years to recover of sales. And this has got to be breeding stock. This ain't going to help you out if you sold steers or anything like that, but I'm sure there's a gray area on the heifers you sold. How's that? All right, well, we got a few minutes left. Let's see what's going on. Here is a hot off the press update from the shallow Mississippi River to persist as dry weather hits the United States. Low water levels on the Mississippi River are likely to persist this winter, which is not good, as drier than normal weather is expected across the southern United States and Gulf Coast, according to the U.S. government forecasters about 45 minutes ago. Drought, which currently spans 59% of the country, is expected to continue or worsen in the middle and the lower Mississippi River Valley, as well as in much of the west and the Great Plains, according to the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. Above average precipitation, however, is expected in the Midwest and Ohio River Valley, may provide a little bit of relief to the drought-parched waterway later in the winter. We won't know that. They are citing the effects of a third consecutive winter of La Nina, a climate phenomenon that alters weather patterns. So I don't guess this La Nina is giving up much. Water levels on the Mississippi River dropped to historic lows just the other day, at times halting barge shipments of grain, fertilizer, and coal and other commodities on the major shipping waterway and revealing a century-old shipwreck. Some 60% of U.S. grain exports exit the country via the Gulf Coast. Crucial shipments of fertilizer, farm chemicals, and road salt that move up the Mississippi ahead of the winter has been way disrupted. Across the lower Mississippi Valley, we are favoring a continuation of below normal precipitation, according to these guys. So anyway, nearly 90% of Kansas, the top U.S. wheat producing state, is under some level of drought, the worst in the last 8 years. And guess what? Oklahoma made this. Oklahoma is in a, every county in Oklahoma is under 100% drought, and anywhere from a D1 to D4 in Oklahoma. So anyway, hopefully we keep getting these rains every other week, and that's better than not getting any at all. So whatever. Remember what I said about fertilizer, guys. There's all kinds of disruptions coming up. You guys need to make plans. I know of some guys that are planting wheat this fall right now that aren't even going to fertilize. You're going to see what happens next spring. So they're saving some money. You guys have a blessed weekend. Enjoy the wind, then enjoy the rain. It's Today in Ag with Jimmy Clark, and God bless.